Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 123 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about why I created my personal course, Moving with the Maestro, and I'm giving you a little insight into a project I'm thinking about working on later this year. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, you guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 123 of Maestro on the Mic, and I am fresh off a dope-ass weekend in Chicago where I was teaching my Moving with the Maestro course. I started teaching this course last year. I launched it in New Zealand and Australia, because why not? And I've since done a handful of courses in the US and most recently Chicago. And these courses have just gone so freaking well. And I was sitting there, I'm like, did I do an episode about this? And I've talked about it some, but after this weekend, I was just like, man, I gotta devote a full episode Thursday shorty, gonna try and keep it shorty style, full episode to this course. So, like I said, the name of the course is Moving with the Maestro. It is a 2-day in-person course, and I created it because I kept getting the same questions. Now, for those of you that don't know, I work for Rock Tape. I have been an instructor for them for about 4 years, and I have been fortunate enough, blessed, if you will, hashtag blessed, enough to travel the world now and teach for them. And in doing so, I kept getting the same questions, which was basically, well, how do you know when to use said tool, be it tape, scrape, whatever? And okay, after we use it, then what? So basically, people kept asking me for assessment and intervention. And so eventually I said, okay, stop asking me. I'm just going to make a course. And that's what this course is. Basically, it's my take on the kaleidoscope, if you will, right? The kaleidoscope is a bunch of different pieces, which are all the courses that I've taken, the things that I've learned, people I've talked to, just education and information that I've gained over the years. And I put them in my kaleidoscope, I turn that dial, and I'm going to present you with what I see. So it's my take on assessment, my take on intervention, with a heavy emphasis on the fact that we are treating a goddamn human. Day one is focused on assessment and soft skills, and I think the first half of the first day is probably the most important part of the entire course. So within that section, we go over the art of the subjective assessment, and this is everything, man, right? You got to get that person to buy in. You have to connect with that person. You could have all the tools, the skills, whatever in the world. If that person doesn't like you, if they don't trust you, they're not getting better. So we start off with the art of the subjective assessment. And then we go into a nice introduction to the biopsychosocial model. We actually go through that pretty quickly. And then I spend a bunch of time on pain science and just trying to get people to speak the same language, ask the right questions, and understand what's going on. This is definitely one of my favorite portions of the course to teach. And yes, I am going to be coming out with that online course all about pain science that will allow people to kind of go farther down that rabbit hole. But this is a nice, digestible introduction to pain science. From there, we spend the rest of the morning discussing why we use the modalities that we use. I'm all about using passive interventions as long as they're part of a comprehensive treatment. And I want people to understand that. I think the pendulum's gone too far the other direction and people are like, don't use anything, don't touch people. And it's just like, dude, have you ever had knee pain? Like, you want someone to touch it and like make it feel better. And then, yes, we can figure out why it's hurting in the first place. So Yes, like I said, I work for Rock Tape, so I discuss the Rock Tape products in this course. We talk about how they work, just in a nice cursory overview, and I will give you guys a discount code if you want to go down that rabbit hole and take a Rock Tape course, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. But I want to give you that introduction so you start understanding why we're using what we're using and what the heck they are doing. From there, we go to lunch. It's a full hour. Both days, full hour. We go to lunch, and when we come back, we spend the rest of the day with an introduction to assessment. And this is a part that some people may find to be a bit simplistic, a bit of review, and that's good. The entire second half of the first day, we are looking at range of motion of every single joint and beginning to understand this concept of mobility versus stability / motor control dysfunctions. I'm going to systematize it for you. I'm going to simplify it for you. And yes, we are going to take it back to the basics because that's the shit that works. I see people getting so caught up in the higher level stuff or the fancy stuff, you know, it's on social media. And then they're like, why aren't my patients getting better? Because you gotta go back to the foundations. You gotta go and own the fundamentals. You gotta assess that beginning stuff, and then we can worry about the other things. So that'll wrap up day one, and then we start day two. Just so you know, the course starts at 9 a.m. because I am not a morning person, so it goes from 9 to 4:30 every day. I'm not trying to be there at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you, like me, are not a morning person, this is the course for you. So moving on to day two, we get into the nuts and bolts of this stability versus mobility concept. I'm going to tease out, explain the joint by joint concept and really help you understand why this person lost their mobility in the first place and what we need to be doing to help them out. From there, we're going to go over four main concepts because, like we say at Rock Tape, when you understand a technique, you know a single technique. When you understand a concept, you know 1,000 techniques. So I go over four main concepts that I want people to apply as it relates to movement. The first one's going to be RNT, or reactive neuromuscular training. The second one is going to be the Palloff press, Palloff series variations. The third concept is bottom-up patterning, which is one of my favorite things. And then that fourth concept is going to be the 4x4 matrix. So if you guys are an SFMA provider, if you're taking the SFMA, you're going to hear, or you've heard so far, that there's a lot of things layered in this course that come from the SFMA. And quite frankly, I feel that my course is a more digestible version of the SFMA. It is my take on the SFMA and then a bunch of other stuff mixed in there from all of the courses that I've taken, you know, people I've talked to, just education that I've obtained throughout the year. SFMA, PRI, NKT, IKN, DNS, FMS, IPA, FRC, Art of Breath. If it has an acronym, I've probably taken it. And if you take my course, you're going to get what I consider to be the best, the most helpful parts of those courses boiled down, connected, and put into a single digestible approach to both assessment and intervention. So overall for this day two, we're looking at more of the kind of intervention side of things. So once we get through those four concepts, I spend the rest of the day going through developmental kinesiology because, like I said before, it's all about the foundation. And I truly believe that if we can get people back to moving with the movement variability and the movement freedom, that's a big thing there, the movement freedom of a kid, we'll be way better off. So we will talk about why we move the way we move, aka developmental kinesiology, and then I take you through the beginnings of those developmental patterns. So we start with breathing, because you know that's my jam, and that's also the first thing that we do as humans. And then we will go on to rolling, and we'll look at quadruped positioning, and I do a little bit with tall kneel, really depends on the time. And honestly, that's one of the coolest parts about this being my course. I can switch it up based on what people at the course want. If you guys listening are like, wait a minute, you skipped like the eyes and the vestibular system, that's part of developmental kines. Yes, but that's not my strongest area, and so I outsource. I highly recommend integrated kinetic neurology. I brought those boys on for an episode. I'll link it in the show notes. And you will get a discount code to take their course if you come and take my course. We've partnered, and I just think that they are leading the charge. They're really making that higher level stuff very digestible, and that is where I point people when they're looking for more of the eye stuff, the vestibular system stuff. So from here, I do something that I think is pretty freaking cool. And I let someone who is either local or oftentimes it's the host, I give them about 30 to 45 minutes to present on whatever they want. I want people at this course to be exposed to not just my thinking, but what else is out there and be inspired by other people. So I bring in someone else and they get to teach. And, you know, it's not just the Maestro show the whole time. At one of these courses, I had Drew Timmermans come in. He's an NMD. I will link that episode if you want to hear what he's about. But he came in Arizona and spoke there. I had the guys up at Progressive Motion Physical Therapy. They spoke about some DNS concepts. I've had Andy Xu. He spoke about his course when we were down in San Diego. Moving forward in Nashville, we are going to have the one and only Dr. J-Pop coming in to speak. And I have some other special guest lecturers at each of the remaining courses. So I like to kind of leave it as a little bit of a surprise. And then people come and are like, oh, shit, this is pretty cool. After that, I take the mic back and I wrap up the day. My biggest concern is that people actually go back on Monday and are able to apply at least one thing from the course. Because all too often, we go to courses, we get really excited, and then we go back to clinic and we don't change anything, right? Because we got overwhelmed or it's just too difficult. So I use the very end of the course to present about 6 or 7 suggestions to the attendees. And I say, pick one of these things, just one, and implement it on Monday. So that's the breakdown of the course. It's really my goal that with this course, you'll be able to go back to clinic, whatever it is that you're practicing, whether you're a clinician or just a movement professional, you'll be able to connect with that person in front of you. You'll be able to discuss their pain with them, perhaps provide them some education. You'll be able to put out the fire, right? Treat the symptoms based on some of the information I've given you. And then you'll be able to assess their movement to say, why are you moving so weird? Why does this not look right? Why, or rather, what is causing your movement dysfunction? Is it more so driven by a mobility issue? Is it more so driven by a stability motor control dysfunction? And then what can we do to help that person out? Additionally, I want to make sure that people get what they want out of this course, that they get their questions answered. So before the course even starts, right, the week before the course, I have my girl Lex send out a pre-course questionnaire. That's the word I'm looking for, a pre-course questionnaire to all the attendees. And it asks 2 questions. The first question is, do you have any case studies? Because one of the things I get as, or used to get as feedback, and including in Rock Tape courses, is that people want more case studies. But then when you ask for case studies during class, like everyone's all freaking shy and then no one raises their hand and so you have no case studies. So I ask for them beforehand so people don't have to worry about raising their hand and calling out and things like that. This way, it's also a bit more realistic because it's very easy to make up a case study that will perfectly fit, you know, your school of thought or your approach to treatment. So from here, that allows for some really, you know, legit dialogue of this is what I see in clinic. What would you do? Can you help me? The second question is, what must you learn this weekend or you will hate the Maestro forever? Real talk. I want to know why people are coming to this course, what they are hoping to get out of it. And then I'm going to make sure that I do my best to address that in the course. And I talk about these specific things. I actually make slides about these, whatever, you know, answers or responses people give me. I make specific slides for them and we go over it at the beginning of the course. And then again, at the end of the course to make sure that people are getting their needs met. I want real talk. I want real questions. I want real discussions. I want to teach people things that they can actually use. I want to facilitate discussions within the course, you know, based on actual things, not based on theory. It's very easy to teach from theory. And like, in theory, you could do this, in theory, you could do that. But what happens when you go back to clinic and you try that shit and you're like, no, this is not feasible. So I have people write this stuff down, ask me these questions, you know, beforehand, and then we discuss them. Notice I said we discuss, not I simply answer them. We discuss. It's an open source forum, you know, where I ask people, well, what do you think? What are you guys doing clinically? Because realistically, you guys are treating more than I am. You are in the trenches. So I want to know what's working for you. What's working for this person as a business owner, you know, and as a coach or a trainer, and they're in the group setting, because what they can do is going to be very different than what that person that's working one-on-one can do. So I want to open up the floor, have these discussions, real talk, real answers. So the next logical question is, who is this course for? Well, I truly do believe that movement unites us all, and as such, I open my doors to any and everyone. Doesn't matter what your background is, whether you have a license or not. PT, OT, chiro, massage therapist, trainer, ATC, OTA, whatever you are, just the general movement enthusiast, this course is open to you. It's for anyone within that world, the movement enthusiast world, that's looking for a simplified and systematic approach to assessment and intervention. It's for that person that's looking for a digestible introduction to the biopsychosocial model and to pain science. It is absolutely for that person who is looking for collaboration with other professionals. Perhaps you don't have a license to touch, but hey, you go to this course and you meet a dope massage therapist. Or perhaps you're not so strong with exercise prescription, but you go to the course and you meet a dope trainer. Collaboration, not competition. More specifically, I'm looking to target new grads. I'm looking to target the movement professional, you know, be it a trainer or an LMT that doesn't have a focused assessment system. I'm looking to target that clinician that's looking to switch settings. And this includes the provider that has been out of work for quite a few years. I've had a few, stay-at-home moms that are like, they've reached out and they're like, you know, I've been out for 9 years and I'm going to start working again. I need a refresher. Boom, I want you in my course. Lastly, this course is for the individual who's looking to educate themselves and connect some dots. You could be a patient and come to this course. I say this because that's exactly what happened last week. I had one of the attendees and she was there from the patient perspective, and I thought that was freaking awesome. She wanted to improve her understanding of things. She wanted to see what it was like hearing from other providers, what it looked like to speak with good providers. And I was just like, I am blown away. Her name is Beth Wilcox, actually. I'm bringing her on the podcast in a few weeks. And she is the inspiration behind a project that I'm looking to take on later this year. But before we talk about that, I want to finish up who I think the course is for and isn't for. So in terms of who the course is not for, I don't think this course is necessarily appropriate for the super advanced clinician who's looking for something they'd never, ever heard before. It's not for the movement professional who's looking for, you know, advanced biomechanics and to really go deep down rabbit holes with things. This is not for the person who's looking for protocols or anything like that. This is not for the person who is looking for CEUs. I did, however, do that episode, last episode actually, with Steve Carberry from MedBridge. I will link that in the show notes. So if you're looking for CEUs, my best advice for you guys is get them all from MedBridge. You can do it online. And this way you can go take other courses, because a lot of courses don't offer CEUs. And then people are like, oh, but I don't know. Pay $200, get all your CEUs for the year, and then use your other money to go and take courses that are actually fun. And you're probably going to learn some stuff. Lastly, this is not for the person who thinks that courses should be, you know, profession specific. And they're trying to raise themselves up by excluding other people. Collaboration, my friends, not competition. I open my doors to everyone. We all have something that we can learn from other people, for someone else. Right? And just a little interjection there. If you get partnered or you partner up with someone who maybe is not as advanced as you, that's awesome. That gives you a chance to teach them. And when you can teach something, that means you really, truly know it. And you'll get some insights and perspective from that person. It was just invaluable having Beth at the course last week and hearing her side of things and just reminding or opening our eyes to that patient side that sometimes we get a little bit divorced from. So I want to leave you guys with a positive from this list of like who's it for versus not for. Overall, this is for the person who believes that things can be better, that the healthcare system, that whatever this thing is that we have, that it can be better, and that they want to be part of the change. I had an incredible moment last week. So the course was hosted in a fire department, which was so dope. Shout out to Annette for making that happen. It was just absolutely incredible. But I came back from lunch and a lot of the attendees were back already and they were sitting amongst each other, sitting with each other, talking business, talking shop. And mind you, we had all different backgrounds there. We had ATCs, we had trainers, we had Beth the patient there, we had PTs, we had PTAs, OTs. We had people that were out of practice and were just coming back for the first time in 9 years. And they're all just sitting around completely unprompted by me, talking about things, talking about their experience, talking about what they've found that works, what doesn't work, and just collaborating, getting together to move this thing forward. And it was absolutely incredible. And it was honestly, it was that moment that made me be like, yo, I have to record an episode. Because one of the things that I've just seen over the past few courses that I've taught is that people are just coming together to this course because they want to be part of this movement. And I'm going to hashtag it the Maestro Mafia. And they just want to be part of the change. They want to be, you know, present and in the same room as other people that are passionate and motivated and trying to live their best life and help others live their best life. It was absolutely incredible. I just left so freaking inspired. And I would love for you to be there, to be in the room and experience that. In an effort to make this thing more accessible, I've priced the course low. It's $400 if you get in on that early bird special. So as long as it's 2 months before the start of the course or the date of the course, it'll only cost you 400 monies. If you wait, it goes up to 550. And I'm going to tell you right now, the price for next year is going up. So I love to reward those early adopters. I tell everyone, when a course first comes out, take the course. It will be the cheapest that it will ever be. The material is not going to change that much as you move forward, and you're going to save a ton of money. I took the SPMA like right away. I took FRC like day one. Take that shit early. So if you sign up and it's 2 months before the date of the course, $400. If you wait, it's $550. As for courses that I have coming up, June 22nd, 23rd, I am in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. September 7th and 8th, I'm going back to my home state, Dirty Jersey, going to be in Manasquan. Really pumped about that one. October 19th and 20th, I'm going to be in Nashville, but that one's sold out, so pretend I didn't say that. October 26th and 27th, I'm going up to Toronto. Yes, crossing the border, eh? Super pumped about that. Toronto is probably my favorite place to go to in Canada. And that's also because I haven't been that many places in Canada. But my good friend Liz is hosting that and I am pumped. And then the last course of the year is going to be November 16th and 17th. Right near where I live right now. It's going to be at Kinesis Movement Studio in Culver City. You can head to my website, more specifically, themovementmaestro.com/maestro-courses. That's all types of long, and I'm sure you don't want to like type that into your browser or whatever, so I will link it in the show notes. If you can't see the show notes, I'm sorry. Just go to my website and you'll be able to click at the top. It says courses and you'll take you there. So everything is there. The course outline is there. You can sign up for a course there. Remember, the sooner you do it, the more monies you will save. All right. That's the overview of the course. I'm just freaking pumped about the course. It's why I started the course. The course itself has become everything and then some. And like I said, this weekend was just too freaking good. Each weekend has been amazing. And this weekend I was like, dude, I have to do a podcast about this. I tell everyone, if you want something, go ask for it. If you believe in something, market it. And I got to do that. So here I am doing that. One last thing before I let you guys go, I said in the little intro part that I am thinking about working on a project later this year, but I want your input. So I've always said that if we're going to reform healthcare, it's going to come from the bottom up, meaning we need to educate the patient. People don't know if they're getting shit treatment. They have no idea. And then there are some people who want better, but they don't know really what to ask, where to go, what good treatment looks like. It's really tough. And Beth actually opened my eyes to that tremendously this past weekend. So she actually reached out to me, shortly after the course and was like, hey, what about if you created a resource for patients? And I was like, holy shit. What have I been doing this whole time? Why didn't I think of this? You know, like I said in the past episode, I really don't like treating. And so I've been very hesitant to put out information on social media and any platform that's really directed at the patient. I put out an episode before, how to find a good provider. I'll link it. But I'm always hesitant to put out stuff that's for the patient because I don't want people to message me asking for clinical care because I don't offer it anymore. But I do think that this could be an awesome way to reach people and just give them some sort of resource so that they're better equipped when they go looking for a provider. Just provide them with some background knowledge of their own body, you know, an introduction to pain science, the questions they should be asking the provider. And I'm thinking I could probably create a directory of providers that I know and that I trust, you know, that are worldwide actually at this point. And this way they could also have access to that. And it would all be online, right? This is not the type of thing where it would be in person, because in person presents a lot of obstacles and barriers. It's the cost, just time from my end, time from the patient's end. But I really do love this online platform and delivering courses that way. And I think that one of my strengths is making material digestible, right? Simplifying things, making it understandable, making it fun. So I think this is the perfect answer for my dilemma of how do I help change healthcare without having to provide healthcare to the patients. So this is my question for you. Do you think this is a good idea? But more specifically, if you listening to this are a patient and would be interested in a resource like this, right? It would be an online course, something probably in the range of like, I don't know, $150 to $200, online course, self-paced. You'll have unlimited access to it. You'll have access to it for the rest of forever. And ideally that directory at the end, which because these new platforms are fucking amazing, I can continue to update as I meet new people and, you know, find providers of any kind, whether it's a trainer, you know, massage therapist, PT, chiropractor, whatever, as I encounter new providers, I can add them to that list. So if you think this is a good idea, especially if you are a patient and would be interested in this type of resource, please either email me, shantae@themovementmaestro.com. I'll put it in the show notes. Hopefully you could see it. Or message me on social media, @TheMovementMaestro, DM me @TheMovementMaestro, preferably on Instagram. I really just don't check Facebook enough and then your message is going to get lost in the wind. So if you could email me, shantae@TheMovementMaestro.com, DM me, make a post about it, whatever. Just let me know if you would be interested in this, if you think it's a good idea, and I will likely get started on it later on this year. I just don't have the bandwidth to do it before. I got an Instagram challenge and an Instagram course coming for you July. I pushed the date back. Yes, I did. July 1, that's coming at you. And I am going to work on getting that pain science course out for you. So that means that I'm going to have to push this back probably towards late summer, quarter three. But I want to make sure that you're even interested in it before I do this. And let that be a lesson to you guys out there that are thinking of creating things. Creating the thing is the easy part. It's actually making sure that there's demand, or creating demand, getting eyes on it, that's the hard part. So asking for your help. If you liked this episode, don't worry about stars. Don't worry about reviews. Just drop me a line somewhere and let me know if you think that that is a good idea. All right, wrapping it up officially. Thursday, kinda, but not totally, short. Until next time, friends, Maestro